in our fellowship. And I'm just so thankful for what Brother Paul said, welcome Holy Spirit, because that's what it's all about. We just want to welcome Holy Spirit just to have his way within our lives and as we gather together. And we dare declare that every morning within our fellowship at Love Ministries, you know, Holy Spirit, you just come and have your way. We just move ourselves aside and you just have your way within our lives and within our hearts. I just have a little testimony. I just want to share that a few years back, as we started pastoring, or even just years back too, I knew that God had something more. You know, he's God of the more. And I knew that he had something more for me. And I didn't know how to reach it or how to get it. Because Sunday mornings come along and it was just another Sunday morning for me. And I knew the song services and the whole routine. And I'd go home and I'd say, God, I know there's just something more. You're going to have to show it to me. It's just not just a Sunday morning relationship with you, God. I want something more. You know, I want that relationship with you to go beyond the four walls of the church. And as the years went on, you know, he showed me. He brought people into my lives just to show me that it's just not a Sunday morning relationship, that it's a relationship that goes beyond, that goes within the bedrooms of your closets, amen, that goes within your workplace. It goes into the hockey rink with you, amen. That's a relationship. Because I think about my relationship with my husband, it just doesn't go beyond our house, amen. He doesn't know me once I step out of the house. He doesn't know who I am, but he's with me. You know, he takes me by the hand. Amen. And many times in driving in our car, wherever yet, I'll get a little peck on the forehead. Amen. It goes beyond the walls of our home. And that's where how we need to take Jesus, is beyond the walls of the church and take him beyond that. Take him to our workplaces. Be a light for him. So I'm so thankful that God, you know, showed me, because I desired that more within my heart. Amen. You know, I desired more than just a song. You know, I desired more than just a prayer. Amen. And he showed me that. And I'm just so thankful that he says, you know, I've been to think about that scripture. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. His spirit lives within us. It's not just a dead hope. It's just not a worldly hope, but it's a glorious hope that lives within us. And I'm just so thankful for that hope, amen, that he gives us. And I just want to say, you know, that I love God, that I love him with all my heart. And every day is just always something with him. And I know that I am never alone, amen, that I can have fellowship with him wherever I go, amen. And that's the kind of relationship that I wanted with God. I wanted him to be so real in my life where I could know and sense that he's standing right beside me, amen. He's just not some figment of my imagination that somebody thought up, but he's real, amen. So I just want to encourage you, and this is what I do. I always challenge our congregation back home just to take a little... step a little closer, you know, push a little harder, reach a little higher. Amen. And you know, God is, he's never let me down. Amen. There's always something more. Amen. It's just not, well, that's it. But I always find there's something more. If I think that this is it, it's not. Amen. There's always something more. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Good morning. Tanse to my Cree. Amen, brothers and sisters. Haninche go if you're Soto. Bonjour if you're French. And I don't know the other one. So, but we thank the Lord, amen, to be here this morning. It's good to be here. And, you know, it's just an honor to get up and anywhere and just to share. We will come, you know, hundreds of miles just to be in a house meeting to present Jesus and just to encourage somebody a little bit further in the kingdom. And it's amazing, because Holy Spirit said, you'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me. So I take that personally, and it's mine. You could have it if you want to, but it's mine. And I just take it personally, and it's mine. And I know he's going to be with me no matter where I go. And lots have happened since September. We've, had some changes in our lives. So we're going to have another grandbaby early March. So a few weeks down the road, we're going to have another grandbaby. My son is going to have and his wife are going to have a baby. So we're blessed with that. And also, you know, church is doing well in Melville. We just covet your prayers. If you pray that we're renting a building right now, we're just praying God will just make a way for our own building. And it's just wonderful to, you know, just to come in. And I know you guys are blessed here. And just to have, you know, your own place to worship. So pray for us on your Sunday morning prayers and your Tuesday night prayer meeting or whatever prayer meeting you have. And pray with us. Pray for us. So also, I got a new job. I am now a counselor or heads person at my reserve, on my reserve. And I got in for counsel in early December and or about mid-December. And it's a challenge, but, you know, it just fits me like a glove because God is just something I've always worked with our First Nations. I've worked with different First Nations and administration, so it's just another step. So pray for us also in that area. I get to meet with the Minister of Indian and Northern Affairs on Wednesday. I get to go to Ottawa and meet with her. I think it's her or him. I'm not sure who it is, but we're meeting with him. And we're meeting with Indian INAC. And so pray for me that, you know, God can just do a real something in my First Nation. We have about four or five families coming from my First Nation to the reserve, from the reserve to our congregation and our church. And God is doing some things out there, and they're strong in their cultural ways. And there's nothing wrong with our culture, but there's this so intertwined with the witchcraft. And we just pray against that witchcraft portion. And I love my culture. I love who I am as a First Nation. And I'm glad that God is doing something through me. Praise the Lord. So I want you to read it with me this morning. If you have your Bibles, the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 5. Father, we just come before you this morning and so appreciate your goodness and your mercy this morning. And Father, as we look into your word this morning, I just pray you help me deliver what you have for me to deliver today, Lord, and that your name would be glorified and praised and honored and magnified. We just come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise. Father, we just come, Lord God, before you, Lord God, with such an appreciation. I just appreciate you. I thank you for salvation. I thank you that I can just draw from the wells of salvation, and I can just draw from it this morning. And I just thank you, Lord God, that I can just draw from your goodness. And I thank you for your joy and your peace and your love. And I thank you that I can just draw from all that you and who you are. And but I just come before you with as a servant, and I come before you humbly, Lord God, knowing that you're who you are. You're amazing, awesome, powerful God. And I know, Father, we're just trying to challenge, be a vessel of that glory, trying to be a vessel of that that amazing power that you've put upon in our hearts. And just help us to be that that vessel, Lord God. Help us just to be that vehicle of your glory. And teach us even a little bit more this morning. Push us a little bit more this morning. Encourage us a little bit more this morning to be that vessel. And I just pray, Lord, this morning, Lord God, that Father, you would just give us insight into your word this morning, that your name would be glorified, your name would be praised and would be magnified. We just we so love you. We just so love your goodness. And I could go on and on, Lord God, about your goodness and your mercy and your love, and how I just appreciate you and how I love you, Lord. And I just pray blessing upon it. Anoint me, your servant. Anoint me, sanctify me, set me apart through your precious blood to just administer your word this morning. We just bind up every work of darkness, every foul spirit of the enemy, every assignment, Lord God, against this place this morning, Lord God. And we take authority over it, Lord God, with authority that you've given us as your children, Father. We just bind it all up and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Lord God, that your life, that your love, that your presence, Lord God, would just fill the sanctuary. Father, that your anointing that breaks all the yokes would fill me and be upon me and in me, Lord God, to do your work, Lord God. And I just come and just ask of this of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just wanted to, I want to hopefully not take too long this morning out of your time. You know, I'm not sure if you have a chicken in the oven or... Amen. Hope you put it on slow this morning, though. Just to... No, Pastor, I won't be too long. the apostles said to the Lord, we're reading out of the Amplified, but this is okay, King James Version. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Says that trust and confidence that springs out of belief in God. And this is a pretty good question. As the disciples were walking along with Jesus, he said, increase our faith. And if you do the contextual, from good hermeneutics and apologetics, you look at the context of where the scripture is coming from. Just previously, before this, he told us to forgive one another. Just remember that. And he also talked about Lazarus and the rich man. A couple things that we need to know that within the context of what he's talking about. Now, it's almost like the disciple said, after he said to forgive, if somebody comes and has an offense against you, you forgive them. It's almost like they said, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Increase it. And it was a simple question. And the Lord, and the way the Lord answers is just kind of, he baffled me. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I get baffled. I don't know about you when I read the scriptures. I don't know everything right off the bat. And I think we're honest. I'm honest enough to say that. I come to the Lord. I said, Lord, I really don't understand your answer. I really don't understand your answer. Let's go on. That's what he answers. He says, and the Lord answered, if you had faith or trust and confidence in God, even so small, like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Okay. Okay. He said, well, the disciple said, increase our faith, increase it. And I begin to look at the answer, and he said, well, if you have a little bit of faith, just a little bit of faith, just like a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, or if in the King James, I think it's a sycamore tree or some other tree, that it's the same thing, but he says, you can tell that tree to be uprooted, be planted in the water, which we know that trees do not live in the water, but it'll live in the water. If you have that kind of just a little bit of faith, you can actually do that. And I said, okay. I don't know about you. He never answered the question. And some of you are saying in your staunchness, oh yeah, he answered the question. The answer is if you have a little bit of faith, like a mustard seed, that's the answer. No. And so I went on a little bit further. It says, look at, and he gives us a parable. And the next, he says, verse 7, will any man of you who has a servant plowing or tending sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and take your place at the table? So he says, well, if you have a servant, and we don't have servants nowadays, but back then they had servants. He said, if you told a servant who was working all day out in the field, working and doing his thing in the field, would the master say, come in, I want to feed you? And Jesus says, will he not instead tell the servant, get my supper ready, gird yourself and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you yourself shall eat and drink. I said, okay, Lord. I was asking him, Lord, okay, still, are you answering the question here? Increase our faith. And I said, Lord, how do I get this into my spirit? How do I grapple with it? And how does it speak to me about faith? Let's go on. It says, is he grateful and does he praise the servant because he did what he was ordered to do? And it's just, the answer is just, it's no. The answer really is no. Even though he doesn't answer it, the answer is no. He says, even so on your part, when you have done everything that was assigned and commanded you, say we are unworthy servants, possessing no merit, we have gone beyond our obligation, we have merely done what our duty to do. I was in a camp on my way to, I was ministering in a camp meeting in Weiwei Shikapu. I think I was doing Friday night, Saturday night, and I was waiting for Sunday evening. And on Saturday night, I said, I'm going to minister on these passages. And God is going to give us something on how to increase our faith. And I didn't know the answer, even though I was reading all of this. I said, the Lord put it on my heart to minister these passages. And so I was kind of like, Lord, what did I step out and do here? What did I we could, you know, go back to, you know, some familiar passage and, you know, minister that. But I was here, and here Jesus was saying, I said, Lord, I don't understand. I don't understand. So I come before him. I come before him honestly. And this is how we need to come before him. We need to come before him honestly. And some of you say, oh, yeah, I understand. It's like a mustard seed. That's all you need. But I didn't understand. It says, how do you increase? How do you increase that faith? So I begin to, as I was laying there and I was contemplating and I was praying and I was meditating on the scriptures, and I begin to, all of a sudden I went to sleep, and all of a sudden I was woken up. And God, literally, I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit as he hovered over me. And I'm not kidding here. As God just came into my room. He was amazing because I was honest with him. I said, I don't understand. I don't understand the passage does not help me in increasing my faith. And I was honest. I was honest. I said, Lord, I want to walk in your faith. I want to see the dead raised. And I want the blind eyes to be opened. And if you look at the passages not too far down, 10 lepers came to Jesus and he healed all 10 of them. Wow. And we heard the story of one come back who was not even a Jew. And he said he gave thanks for healing. I said, Lord, I want to be able to understand this kind of faith that you can talk to the 10 lepers and the lepers are healed, or if there's somebody that needs to be healed, amen, we can step out and believe for that healing. And we all step and I believe every single one of us, amen, can lift our hands and say, Lord, I want to know a little bit more about faith. I want to know just a little bit more. I want to be able to pray for, amen, my daughter. And I want to see my daughter, amen, come to know you. I want to see my son, amen, who's on drugs or he's doing his own thing. I want him to come. And Father, I want faith. Stir my faith. And if Jesus was there, he says, well, have faith like a mustard seed. I said, okay, Lord. I don't understand, but as the Holy Spirit came into my room, as he came and I literally just shook me out of my sleep. He just shook me out of my sleep. And I said, Lord, I don't understand. And he says, and he whispered to me. And the only way that he can whisper, amen, to our spirits. Wow. And he says, and it just blew me away. Because I'm beginning to understand this is who we are. This is who we are as sons. God has called me to be a son. And in John chapter 3, verse 34, he said he gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. He says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And Jesus had the Spirit of God without measure. And as the Holy Spirit come and he spoke to me, he says, and it just blew me away, he says, I am that servant. He says, I am. Says, who's the greatest in the kingdom? Who's the greatest? And it blew me away. He said, well, Father, the Holy Spirit, you can't be my servant. You can't. It's just wrong. He says, but I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest in the kingdom. If I require this upon you, upon my church, and upon who I upon you as a believer, to be the greatest in the kingdom is to be a servant. Aren't I better than that? And Jesus, as I begin to understand the book of John, as I understand the gospel, Jesus would have without measure, would have the Spirit, whatever he told the Spirit of God to do, the Spirit of God would go and he would do it. And God is saying that we as believers are carriers of that same Spirit. And we have to understand who we are. And we have to understand as sons, as princes. Amen. As we walk into the throne room. Amen. We walk in. Amen. I know. As we walk in with that attitude. Amen. Knowing. Amen. That God is for us and he's not against us. That he loves us. And that love, amen, it just baffles our minds. And we step back and we say, Lord, it just can't be. But yet he says in his word, command ye my hand. And he wants us to know who we are. He wants us to know that this is who we are. He says in Ephesians that we're positioned, we're seated, amen, in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And that authority has been given to us. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. That's good stuff. Amen. That's because God, amen, wants to shake you up a little bit in your theology. We come, amen. We're walking, amen, like beggars, amen, to the throne room, and we should be coming like kings, and we should be coming like sons. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. God's an amazing God. You know. As he hovered over me and he began to tell me, and I said, Lord, this explains it. Explains how Jesus operated. Because Jesus says he's our example. Not only in holiness and righteousness and godliness, but in that ability, amen, to function in that anointing. Amen. Some of you really need to go after, amen, that anointing, amen, to change the, amen, Paul said, amen, I come not in enticing words of man's wisdom, but I come, amen, with demonstration, amen, we got to learn demonstration, but you cannot have demonstration unless you know who you are. Amen. Unless you know, amen, where you're seated. And then unless you know that you can get, amen, amen, on your knees. Amen. And you can move the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We go into a lot of First Nations and, amen, we know there's lots of, amen, ceremonies out there. Amen. But we know who we are. We know who we are when we go out there. Amen. I know who I believe. I know that I am, amen, able to do all things through him, amen, who strengthens me. Hallelujah, that that anointing, amen, is able to break every yoke, every demonic power. Amen, he's able to break it. He's able to sustain me and keep me through every circumstance, no matter how tough it is. Amen, no matter if I'm on 11th, amen, on Skid Row in Regina. Amen, God is able. Praise the Lord. And he comes and he says, you know, I want to serve you. I heard a prophet say, amen. When they got to heaven, had a vision of going to heaven. And the most amazing thing, he says, you know, he asked the Lord asked him, what do you want me to do? And he said, well, show me this, show me that, and tell me all the answers. And then he asked Jesus, what do you want me to do? What do you want to do? He says, can I wash your feet? Can I wash your feet? And it's that whole attitude of being a servant. I know God has called us. When we learn Holy Spirit, when we learn the things of God, we just say, man, that's how you want to act towards me. That's how you want to love me on me. You just want to serve me. And I just want to serve others. He just changes my attitude. He just changes my heart. He just melts me. Amen. Amen. He just wants me, amen, just to be that servant. And as I serve, I come hundreds of miles just to be in a house meeting. Amen. But I want to just to serve. Amen. I just want to serve. I just want, amen, to serve people. Amen. With the gospel. Amen. And the good news, the gospel of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the gospel of peace, amen, is that God loves us. And he cares for us. And all he wants to do is wash your feet. He wants to help you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to give you all that you need. Wow, hallelujah. Amen. Because I want to know the God that I serve is more powerful. Amen. To do all of that for all of us, for all the whole world. He's big enough. He's big enough. Amen. We put him in a box. Amen. We think, oh, this is the way God is. Amen. But I want to encourage you this morning. I'm just about done. Hallelujah. He just wants to gird himself and wash our feet. That's his attitude. Because he's the greatest. He's the greatest in the kingdom. He is. Amen. He's the greatest. He just wants to come along and just serve you. And some of us are pushing them away. But all he wants to do is come and serve us and heal us and deliver us in the deepest of our hearts, in the deepest of our minds. All of those things that war against us, all those things that fight us, all those things, he just wants to come and he wants to, amen, he just wants us to draw a little bit closer, go a little further, amen, press in there a little bit more. Because all he wants to do is wash your feet. Hallelujah. That's a whole different mindset. Amen. A whole change. He's so amazing. I just wanted you to think about that this week. Amen. Father, we just praise you. We worship you. Father, we just praise you. I thank you for your spirit that's here, Lord God. Ooh, thank you for your angels that are here to minister. Thank you that, God, you just want to do a great work in this ministry, Lord. You just want to do even more. I just pray that we would get out of the way. Father, I just pray that we would get out of the way. Father, we would just want you, oh, just to come and even the kids, to serve the kids, Lord God, just to bless them. Oh, to move upon them. Oh, to fill them with your presence and your power. Father, even the youth, Lord God, it'd be just not just another youth service, but it'd be just a demonstration of power. Father, Lord God, hallelujah, eyes would be open, that they'd be excited about seeing the ears. Lord God, someone deaf for the hearing for the first time. Father, because they want to, God, Holy Spirit wants to work through the youth, Lord. Hallelujah, and I just pray, Father, even now, Father, Holy Spirit, just touch and minister. Touch and minister. We just wait upon you. Come into this room, Lord. We just want to serve you. Amen. As you serve us, we want to serve you. Father, you just change our hearts just to love you and to care for you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. I want to call the musicians to come. Amen. As they sing a song. If you need prayer this afternoon, I believe it's this afternoon. No, just about 2 minutes. Amen. We want you to, if you need prayer, I want to see God work. God has anointed us. Amen. We're the little Christs. Amen. We're not Christ, but we're the little Christ. Christians. Amen. Anointed ones to do his work. Hallelujah. We're his hands, we're his feet. Hallelujah. And I want to be, amen, just encourage you, amen, as they sing a song. Pastor.
Amen. You know what it says here in Matthew 20:28? For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a ransom for many. So the answer that Billy was saying is to grow in your faith is to be a servant. Amen. As he has given you, give to others. The heart of Jesus is to be a servant. If you want to grow in the faith, learn how to serve Jesus and others. Amen. Learn how to wash somebody's feet that are smelly and stinking, muddy, because it has walked through shame. So, Father, I thank you for Billy's message this morning. And God, I pray that you rise us up to learn to be that servant you called us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Will you stand?